welcome to the S Words Podcast, a roundtable discussion about pop culture topics beginning with the letter S. I'm your host, Dominic Nguyen.
I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Albert Liu.
I'm Lita Cho.
And I am Sung Lee.
And today, as you can hear, we have five hosts. We are talking about a topic everybody can relate to, summer vacation.
I'm back from Seattle. Woo! No.
So let's just, since our usual first question doesn't really apply here, what's the first summer vacation you remember?
That's the usual first question.
Well, what was your first summer vacation would be like,
sometimes you can alter it. It's like, what's the first summer vacation that you remember?
Oh, okay.
You got it.
So what's the first summer vacation that you really remember?
Well, I moved into this new town and I was a school teacher back then. And so sometimes some of the locals don't like these new educated folks moving into the town. So for a couple of nights, I hear like these little creaks and cracks are outside my door. And then eventually one night, this headless man on a horse was chasing me down. He's carrying the big flaming
pumpkin. Wasn't that a winter? I thought you were going to start going into
my name is Ichabod Crane and this is my story.
I thought you were actually going to go into, what was it? Dirty Dancing? Something like that?
I gotcha. They're basically the same story.
Well, one of them's about it. He goes to teach at it's at a camp, not a village. Sorry.
I thought you were going to say kindergarten.
Oh, kindergarten cop? What?
But he's a cop. Sorry for hijacking your question. Go ahead.
Anyway, whatever.
That's where it starts it off. I'll do the dumb part. Well, my first summer vacation that I remember was I sat at home and did nothing.
I
watched a lot of anime.
I didn't actually watch a lot of...
I played a lot of video games.
I didn't watch a lot of anime back in those days. Sorry, Kevin.
I painted a lot of art.
No.
My first summer, I remember, was vacation Bible study. It was sucky.
How are those? I really want to know.
They're fun. Actually, no, they're really fun. They're something fun to do for kids. That's all it is. And then later on, it became... After high school, then you become like those counselors. So it's not boring. It's just, they just play games. That's all they do. It's so that mom can go to work and it's free daycare. Free daycare for kids.
Yeah. Bible camp is basically just sending your kids to daycare for a while in the summer so they don't run around. I had a few of those.
I am really surprised that no one went to sports camp, because that's what I did in summer when I was
very little. Holy crap, really?
Yeah. Your parents let you play sports?
No, they didn't. Okay.
Was this like chess sports?
No. Badminton?
No.
Tennis?
Nerf guns.
This is nerd sports. This is like badminton and tennis and swimming.
I went to tennis camp.
Actually, yeah, you're right. I went to tennis camp for like 6 years straight.
Oh, geez.
Kevin's really good at tennis. I don't want to play him.
Not anymore. But yeah, I had to bike to tennis camp as well,
too. Yeah.
So it sucked coming home.
Did you ever have to go to camp, Sung?
No, my parents never really did any of that stuff. For me, growing up, a lot of my early years kind of blend together. It was either summer school, which my parents always made us go to, and or our annual trips to Korea for about a month. And then every once in a while, we'd go to school there, too.
Wow. Lots of school.
Yeah. And we did, like, family stuff, like Yosemite and all those other things.
My family didn't do that.
My family did some. We actually used to go camping a lot when I was a kid, because camping's cheap when you have a lot of kids to entertain. You just get a couple tents and you go, hey kids, play with nature.
Yeah. We did
I'm serious about this. I spent so long just staring at a fire when I was a kid.
We did see a lot of the major sites of Korea growing up, and also like we went to Disneyland a lot.
There's Disneyland in Korea?
Oh man.
That's Lotte World.
Lotte World is stupid.
It's indoors.
It makes no sense. It's for children.
I like those Korean amusement parks for adults.
Dude.
I don't get it.
That one?
Which one?
I had no idea there was one. Please explain.
All right. So I don't even know. I'm pretty sure this is true because I saw the pictures, but there's supposed to be some kind of like actual amusement park for adults or park for adults or something like that with various statues and interesting poses.
In Korea?
In Korea. I think it's in Korea.
I'm going to Google this now because I'm fascinated.
What are these rides?
Oh my God.
Am I right?
On Google finds a sex theme park.
See, I told you.
Whoa.
It's called Loveland is in... No, it's a South Korean island called Loveland, a sex theme park.
I told you. I'm getting the city of Loveland, Colorado in my search.
Please don't ask
just
me
look,
how I
just
know
Just look
this.
Up Korean adult amusement park.
All right, just to visualize this for all you listeners.
Oh, it's in Jeju-do. It's in...
There are five people sitting around a table, and three of them have laptops, and they're all Googling.
It says here, free admission for kids under 12 with escort of parent.
That's... I don't know whether to be...
Lena, your people are messed up.
Excuse me?
Sung, they're your people too. Sorry, Lena.
I've only been to Jeju-do like a couple of times, and... The only thing I remember about it is my parents eating raw shrimp and the shrimp crawling off the plates.
Whoa.
Literally.
Dude, okay, you know what?
This is a not safe for work link, just letting you know.
No, totally not safe for work.
However, apparently the Koreans are encouraged to bring their children.
Yeah, all right.
Icon is a little penis.
Yes, the one thing I want to note is that it's a tiny, short penis man.
With a face on it.
Thanks, Albert.
And the, glad to be of assistance.
The testicles are actually his legs.
You know what's really, really disturbing is that sounds amazingly similar to the mascot for Tokyo Tower.
Yeah, you're right, actually. So anyway...
Moving right along.
Dude, Japan has a lot worse, so don't disc.
Whose summer vacation was this?
What was that, Doquam? What was that quote, Dom? something about S-words ruining your childhood since...
S-words ruining your childhood since 2009.
Jeju-do was awesome. I remember what it looked like, those boring places with resorts.
Moving along.
Let's talk about someone's actual summer vacation.
Yes, please. Let's not talk about Korean summer vacations where they go to Jeju-do and learn about sex.
So what about your best summer vacation instead of just your first?
So I can't say Counter-Strike summer.
Well, your favorite
8
one.
8 a.m.,
yeah,
wake up. Counter-Strike, noon, lunch, Counter-Strike till dinner, Counter-Strike till sleep.
What time did you sleep?
1 to 2. Wake up at 8. It's perfect.
That sounds like a pretty typical summer vacation. A lot of my summer vacations were, because my parents were overprotective, it was a lot of sit around, read, watch TV, read. Every once in a while, they'll go, hey, let's go visit your family. Yay, we're out of the house.
Did you have homework, like assignments? Because I had that.
Oh,
like,
man,
doing
I totally
math,
had
homework
that.
And all that stuff.
Yeah?
That's, yeah.
I didn't like that. That's stupid. Yeah. I don't like it at all.
Whenever they were feeling really frisky, they would let us go 4 blocks down the street to the library, where I would borrow a bunch of books, read those until I was done, and I would complain, and they would bring us back to the library. I read a lot when I was a kid, largely because my parents were very protective of me and were afraid of me playing with other children.
It might break your arm.
Remember how I didn't read a lot before. Now I actually read a decent amount. I've worked in the library every summer for about 6 years as well, while I was in from middle school through high school as well. And I barely read any books.
Wow.
I find that interesting. Huh. I watched a lot of their movies,
though. Barely spent any time in the library.
Oh, I love the library. Everyone always gives me this weird, like, what the hell? When I'm like, oh, I love going to the library.
I'm a huge fan of the library, but not quite for the same reasons
as
you.
That's right. Library brothers.
Library bros. Did we just bump fists over being library bros?
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that.
I guess so. All right.
Well, I mean, being from Berkeley, I mean, I hear that a lot of, you know, like the library was their babysitter.
Oh, yeah.
For me, it was a television, but, you know, to each their own.
Actually, that's a good question. Is like, how many summer classes did you take that you actually remember? Because I remember that the summer courses at Cal were crazy. Am I allowed to tell my story first, or would you like to tell yours, Kevin?
Go ahead.
So there was this one year where my best friend Victor was visiting from Georgetown. He was spending the summer at home. He went to Cal for a little while, took summer classes. One of them was a linguistics course with this absolute, like, not really washed up hippie, but an ex-hippie, a guy who had just taken so many hallucinogenics over his career that he was just sort of half there. And so he had the greatest stories. And he actually taught us a lot about linguistics and, you know, about how certain sounds mean certain things to almost universally. And to express this point once, he turned around and bent over and pointed at his butt and went, "Look, this is why most words about poop start with k. Look at my anus when I make the sound. Look at my anus. K, 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 k." And he was just shouting for like a minute about his anus. And I was like, this is the best class I've ever been to. And I was only there for one day, and I'm like, I think I've learned everything I can from this man. That was my summer story.
Actually, Lita, going back to this question, wasn't your best summer vacation basically the one you had last year?
Why? Oh. No, it was because when we went to Disney World, that was our best summer vacation.
We went to Disney World in January.
Okay, never mind. Yes, the best summer vacation I had was working at Pixar. It was awesome.
It was also a great summer for me.
Andrew Stanton touched me. It was really great.
He also almost touched me. It's okay. He made good movies.
Oh my God. He still makes good movies in theory, right? Well, was he Partly Cloudy, or is that more Doctor than Stanton?
Partly Cloudy is Peter Sohn.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, summer jobs were a lot of fun too. I mean, my first summer job was at GamePro. Nice. And then I just stuck there for 3 years.
My first summer job was at Mervyn's. It was really not the greatest. And I had no responsibility as a 16-year-old. It was pretty bad.
My first summer job was working as a Chinese restaurant. That wasn't really a Chinese restaurant. They served burger and fries, but also Chinese food. So it's that kind of Chinese restaurant.
Dude, I had a Chinese restaurant where like they served Chinese food and hamburgers. It was owned by Chinese people. It was really good. Peppermint grill. Mm-hmm.
But it was the first time. It was like since I worked there. You know, like the other waitresses and stuff like that, they would have like bitter melon and Empress Chicken, all those other ones. That was the first time I'd ever actually seen real Chinese food.
Nice.
And it wasn't anything that they actually served in the restaurant. It was the stuff that the waitresses got
for themselves, basically.
Yeah, for themselves. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
My first job was pretty boring. I was a programmer for a computer startup, and I kept that job through high school into college and finally quit when I graduated. Yeah, I'm kind of sad that they couldn't hire me at the time just because the .com crash was happening. But they're doing pretty well and they're public now. So yay.
Yay.
Oh, dang, you missed it then. Then you could become a Club 33 member and bring us all the time.
How about no?
No, he would have brought us to Jejudo. To Loveland.
Oh, how about
let's not talk about
double
Jejudo.
No.
Let's not talk about Jejudo anymore. It's ruining childhood memories.
The S Words podcast, ruining childhood memories since 2009.
Makes this episode great. What are you talking about? My first summer job, and pretty much the only summer job I ever had in high school, was working at Target, where I learned the value of going to college.
Where you hated working at Target, right? Yeah, I remember you talking about that.
He's told various stories about your experience working at Target.
I like the story about when the 420s was supposed to make 100.
Oh, okay. I have two stories. I'm going to tell them really quickly. I know you guys have heard them before. I'm sorry. I'm going to go through them fast. So one story is mine, and I had this one lady. She bought three of these comforters for her bed. And she also bought a bunch of other crap, but, you know, that's typical. So I scanned all the comforters in, and she had two comforters. I'm sorry. I scanned them all in. One of the comforters scans in twice accidentally. I catch this, right? So then I say, okay, take this item off. So at the end of the transaction, I give her the bill. She pays for everything. She comes back to me with a receipt, and she's like, hey, I think you charged me for three comforters. I'm like, no. See, I know that one scanned in twice, so I subtracted this one. So she's like, but you charged me for three of them. I think, oh, no, don't worry. Like, see this minus amount? That's minus one of those. And she just stared at me, and I tried to explain. I took out a pen. I tallied up the three that were charged and the minus one and wrote three minus one. And I said two. And then I said, so you bought two, so that's why you were charged for two. And she says, but you charged for three. I'm like, I understand, ma'am. I took one off. Eventually, I had to just send her to customer relations. I guess they finally figured it out for her.
Math is hard.
2 is 4. 2 plus 2 is 4. Sometimes 5. Sometimes there are 4 lights. Sometimes 5.
Sometimes for large enough values of two, I know.
Exactly.
So the other story is one of my friends also worked that summer with me from high school. He hits this guy that, you know those weird hoarders that like take a bunch of coupons and then they just like buy only one item and just like, because it's such a deal, right?
Right.
He basically, this guy comes up with a cart, actually two carts, basically the equivalent of all the toilet paper of this one brand in the store. He stacks them on the conveyor belt. And I mean, you've all been to Target, so you know what those conveyor belts are like. Stacks them up like a gigantic wall. Okay, so fine. He's like, okay, he just wants to buy all the toilet paper in the store. That's fine. He scans all of them. Everything's fine. Then he takes out this huge stack of coupons. All identical coupons cut out of multiple newspapers, I guess.
Wow.
And so, you know, my friend reads the coupon. It says limit one per person, right? So he's like, sir, there's, you know, it says limit one per person. So the guy's like, no, just scan them in. He's like, okay. So he scanned one. He scanned it again. And it, of course, took off only the amount for one of the toilet paper things. So then he's like, I want to speak to your manager. Okay, fine. I call in the manager. Manager's like, sir, you can only use one. It says limit one per person. He's like, I want to talk to the, you know, the big head honcho store manager guy, right? So eventually they call him over. The guy is already pissed. He's like, what could possibly be this important that I need to come over here for? That store manager looks at the coupon, looks at the guy who's fuming at this point, and he says, sir, these coupons are for Kmart. You're in Target.
I don't remember that story, and I like it.
Now, of course, you can always match coupons at other places. I just thought it was... He didn't even mention like having to match coupon. Anyways, yeah. I love it. Just the delivery of that. I hated working at Target. I actually didn't shop there for several years after working there until eventually I was like, well, it is cheap and convenient and clean. So I went back.
There you go, then.
The guy.
Which guy?
Did he just leave?
Oh, yeah, he left.
Oh, sorry, my mistake.
The worst thing is you got to put all that toilet paper back.
Oh, wow. Man.
That's a good story.
So I have this question prepared for you guys. So what do you think? Do you think summer vacation... I mean, the purpose of summer vacation before was so that your kids would go back to the farm and help, you know, with the harvest. So the whole family would help with the harvest. That's why they created summer vacation. Now that purpose is kind of gone. Well, there's still some kids working in farms, but usually now it's an excuse to have kids go home and, wow, it's not even to go home and watch MTV anymore. It's to go home and go on Facebook. But do you think summer vacation spoils kids at this point? Do you think we should have year-round schools?
I think we should have year-round schools. Not because it spoils kids, but it's because you forget everything in summer vacation. I went to a year-round school for middle school, and I thought it was a lot better. Because then you could go on vacation during intermission, and it's like, oh, no one wants to go during those times. And it was really awesome.
I have to say, in grade school, I hated summer vacation because there was nothing to do.
Yeah,
because, like, you know, all the shows are on reruns.
All the shows are in reruns, and, like, you can't really extract more than a couple hours of enjoyment a week out of movies. The new movies coming out.
Oh, new movies. Never mind.
And remember, this was back in the days of VHS, where watching the same movie over and over again would destroy the movie quality.
Yeah, that's
so nice. You couldn't watch the same movie over and over again that many times before, you
Kevin
know, the tape
it.
Ripped.
Didn't Kevin do that?
He's going swimming a lot.
I remember drowning a lot.
Oof.
I don't think you guys remember this, but I'm a terrible swimmer.
Aww.
There were several times where my sister had to pull me out of the water. It was not good times. Actually, I remember my first year of high school, and it's like, so what did you do this summer? I tried to learn how to swim. It didn't work out very well. I've half drowned a bunch of times. And the teacher just looked at me and said, well, maybe next time it'll work.
Ooh. All right, so I have to buck the trend here. I think there should be summer vacation just because I was deprived of mine. I had the traditional Asian parents, I went to summer school, I went to camp before that, and then I got a job, and it sucked. And so, I'm gonna say, screw that, you know, if I'm a kid, I want to have some kind of fun before I get shipped off to the real world.
But 3 months?
Yeah, in fact.
The thing is, if you have intermission, year-round schools, you have vacation in spurts of 3 weeks, so, they can't force you to go to camp for 3 weeks. I mean, I'm sure they'll find a way.
I'm sorry.
But, like, it's less likely for you, them to, like, oh, what the hassle of, like, sending you off to find a camp for 3 weeks.
I should note that a lot of it has been built, a lot of what Americans take for granted has been built around the whole summer off mentality of, like, you know, all the summer movies come out, you know, all the TV shows go into hiatus for whatever reason. And it's just, there's always this summer break. And it's been amusing that it's been changing because of, like, the fact that the world is growing smaller with the age of the internet. It's like now we're actually having new shows premiering in the summer. It's been interesting. And there's always been talk about doing year-round schools. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon, though.
It's better for learning, I think. It retains information a lot
better. For learning, but worse for kids. And so there you have the dilemma right there.
Summer vacation is a great thing. As an adult, I say this because all vacations, airlines, hotels, everything, go up in price in the summer. And they make so much during the summer that in October and January, and sometimes in early March, adults like me can go to places and not have to pay as much. Wow. Therefore, summer vacation is great. And they must keep it to keep the discounts in January.
Selfish single male.
That's why we went to Walt Disney World in January, because it was like a third the price.
Yeah, the question is now how I can get to Seattle in August.
I know, it sucks, right? Because yeah. I was just saying, like, oh, I just went to Seattle round trip for $100. And then they're like, where are these $100 fares? I'm like, oh, damn you, summer vacation.
Because the lowest, absolute lowest, and this involves like a pair of red eyes on Friday and Monday, and is like $160.
We'll just go with the $180 round trip.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Summer vacation, summer trips, summer lovin' had me a blast. Summer lovin' happened so fast.
It's like greased lightning.
It's burning up that road of mine.
Artisan on you.
You're hopelessly devoted to me, you mean?
Well, here in America.
Oh, God.
You like to be in America?
Tonight.
Anyway. So, yeah, what kind of summer vacations did you like when you were a kid then? Like, when I was a kid, we used to drive down to LA a lot, and I hated that because we were driving around some jalopies, and my dad refused to turn on the AC on 5. And we also couldn't roll down the windows. And this is when I mastered the art of falling asleep defensively. But anyway, it's like I used to hate that kind of trip, but I would love the kind of trip where we would just go down to like Big Sur or Memorial Park and just go camping for a weekend, you know, and just hang out with family, go on hikes, set things on fire. Not that was the centerpiece of the trips for me, but it was the centerpiece of the trips for me.
I remember going to Yellowstone one time with my mom and the three of us, like, and my little brother and sister. And I remember her getting lost in Utah. It was really, and there was like thunderstorms and we thought it was cool and she was scared. And I think what happened, we ended up in like Texas. Like, it was really bad. It was like,
went from Utah to Texas?
Yeah, I know. It was really, she really got lost. I think, I don't know the whole story, but basically what happened was we were driving up to Yellowstone, and we went through
Utah. Wait.
Yellowstone,
okay. Thinking of Yosemite. I'm like, how'd you get to, whoa. Okay.
Yellowstone, and then she was coming back. She went to Utah, got lost.
I think my summer vacation, though, is still all about Yosemite. I mean, I had an uncle who was over for studies, and he used to take me out. We'd go hiking. We'd go to, like, you know, the waterfalls, and I remember, like, swimming at the top of a waterfall in this pool, and my mom was, like, freaking out, but I thought that was the best thing ever when I was, like, 12. And then, you know, going swimming a lot. But that was one of the few summers where I didn't have school and I didn't have to work, so that was a big plus for me.
For me, this kind of happened year round, but back when I used to live in Bakersfield, and you know, mainly Bakersfield, my parents knew other parents, and they all, like, my parents were, my dad was a doctor, and he knew a bunch of doctor friends, so we used to have these, like, they're supposed to be dinner parties, but they generally last most of the day. So, like, us kids, like, we all, a bunch of us kids who are around the same age, we would play laser tag or go swimming or whatever. And these great parties, and at the end of the day, we'd have good food. Sometimes we'd picnics, whatever. And those are like some of the more fonder times I remember growing up.
I always had the Disneyland summer vacation for maybe like 5-6 years early in that elementary school age. Then we started doing the whole national parks thing, and I'm kind of not surprised that everyone else did the whole national parks thing as well, because it seems
to be cheap.
a very big trend thing. And finally, we did a lot of trips like we did. We went to New York, we went to Washington, D.C., Disney World, all the typical stuff, though. So I don't know. I never really felt like I had that great of a summer vacation trip ever before.
My one trip to Washington, D.C. was not actually related to summer vacation. It was for the National Spelling Bee.
Mine was very similar. Mine was National Science Bowl.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mine was for Star Wars exhibit.
Hold on. I'm cocking the fish and getting ready to shake it at you. There you go. Yeah, but, you know, it was fun.
Moon, one of these days.
It was pretty fun in D.C., but it was school-related, so it wasn't quite as fun. You know, like, we went to, like, it wasn't Arlington. It was one of those gimmick towns where they try and replicate Revolutionary times.
Oh, the one in Virginia. Damn it!
Yeah, you know what I mean, though. We went to one of those places, and this is the thing, is that I was, like, 12 years old, and the entire time I was standing around going, Mom, it's hot and muggy. I want to go home to California where it's probably like 60 right now.
Yeah, our family like rarely stepped out to California, at least in the U.S. Like, sure, we went to Korea, but I mean, like, I think we had a layover in Alaska once, and that was about it. And, oh, okay, Las Vegas, but that's Vegas.
Ooh, actually, Vegas was always a winter vacation for us. I don't know why. Oh, wait, because it's warm there.
Because it's the desert. Yeah. I remember driving up to Vegas once, and I just remember doing the exact same thing in Vegas that I did at, like, say, Disneyland, where I looked around and went, this is boring, and I wandered over to the arcade and Circus and just watched people play video games and played a few video games myself there.
That's what we did, too.
Oh, man, you have no idea. So the one time I've actually been to Vegas was with my parents, and that was depressing because it was after I'd gotten my license. And they're like, let's go to Vegas. And so I was like, okay, fine. So I ended up driving the entire way to Vegas, for the whole day, pass out. And then the next morning, we kind of wander around, realize that, one, we don't gamble, so that's out. And two, my dad is too cheap to, go to any shows. And so we just had lunch at Denny's, and then I had to drive back. That was so depressing.
I can top that. I can top that, actually. There was this one time where we were going to Vegas with my cousin Kyo. You've met her before. This was before that she really lightened up. She was the youngest of three and had that, persecution, I need to be most important complex going. We were on our way to Vegas. We went to, we stopped at like the Las Vegas McDonald's, which, as you can guess, was the most crowded McDonald's I have ever been to.
Oh, the one on the Strip?
I think so, yeah.
The one next to Panda Express?
I believe so.
Man, that McDonald's is terrible. I've never been.
So the thing is that I went there. We spent like an hour in line. We got our food. Then she realized, oh man, they gave me the wrong Happy Meal toy. So she got back in line, went, asked for the manager, came back about an hour later, and said, oh, they're out of the other toy, so they gave me this one. And that was it. And we lost like 2.5-3 hours in that McDonald's. And that was my very first experience with Las Vegas as a summer vacation. I was like, oh my God, this is the worst. We drove like 6 hours from Orange County for this?
Oh, no. But see, you drove 6 hours. I drove like 10 hours because this was from San Jose.
Albert, you win the no prize for this one. Oh.
I win the no prize.
Oh.
I had a great first time in Las Vegas. My parents, we went to, I didn't know anything about Vegas when my parents brought me there. I was like pretty young at that time, but like we stayed at the Mirage. I got to see the dolphins and the tigers. And then my dad brought me to Circus in an afternoon. We got to play all the games, like the carnival games.
Did you see bears as well?
Yeah, I'll just say that my experience with Vegas wasn't that great because my parents would just generally just drop us off at the arcade, and then they would go off and gamble or
That's
do whatever,
awesome.
Go to shows.
They wouldn't bring you guys?
No. And I've never really had an experience as an adult going to Vegas.
You should go with us. In,
like,
it's fun.
At least 20 years.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
We, like, go to Vegas all the time.
Yeah, planning to go in July.
Yeah, my friend down south, he goes all the time. And he's even entered into the World Series of Poker Tournament. He lost pretty quickly, but he entered it.
How big is the cover for that, anyway?
I think it's like $10,000.
$10,000.
All right.
But...
So tiny stuff.
Table stakes, right? Table stakes.
Hey, like, in Blackjack, we never lost. Like, we never got to red.
Yeah, last time we were in Vegas was pretty fun for us as Blackjack.
Yeah, it's...
Especially
it's,
for Lita, because she never goes under.
It's relatively easy to at least stay even in Blackjack. Yes, but,
as you know what you're doing.
Well, but it's the thing is that because, you know, randomness is random, I remember...
doubling
Vegas,
down on aces several times.
Several times and losing,
winning,
for example.
Once out of the several times.
Yeah, that, for example, that one. I had to call my cousin who taught me Blackjack after that one because I was so demoralized. But yeah, I mean, that cousin has also come back from Vegas like down tens of thousands of dollars before just from variance. He's come back up, you know, tens of thousands of dollars before. It's gotten to the point where the Palms has called him on the phone going, "Hey, where have you been? Would you like to go play golf with the Playboy bunnies?"
They love their high rollers.
Really?
Yeah.
Once you start winning or losing in the tens of thousands of dollars, then they'll go, "We need this guy back."
It's not because of the money. It's because they want to promote that Las Vegas image. And to do that, they need those players.
They need those stories too.
Yeah.
Where people will go home and say, "Man, they gave me a suite, blah 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 blah." Yeah.
Played golf with Playboy bunnies?
No, he didn't. I yelled at him.
Oh, man. Seriously.
Yeah. That would have been an awesome summer vacation.
I wish I know because I watched Girls Next Door. All right, you see, it's over now.
it's all right, song.
I watched Kendra. I watched the new Kendra show. Man, it hurts my brain.
Well, as if the Girls Next Door didn't hurt your brain.
Yeah, but this is super concentrated with this because this is only Kendra.
That's fair enough, I guess. And she was super popular, and she got her own show for a while, right?
It just started.
Okay. Was she the one who got married?
She's engaged.
She's engaged, right?
To a football player.
Yeah. Wow. I heard that on the radio.
Like, Bridget also has her own show about beaches.
Beaches.
Yeah, she goes to different beaches around the world. And Holly was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Did she eliminated yet?
Yeah, she got eliminated.
Cool. So anyway, yeah, going back to the whole summer thing, like, summer TV shows sucked when we were kids because everything was reruns and we would always see the same episodes over and over again. But movies were always the new thing in summer. Summer is obviously the season where every big blockbuster wants to make its mark. It's basically summer or Thanksgiving, right?
Yep, and it's gotten really crowded in summers nowadays.
Well...
But...
It's less crowded than it could be because Spider-Man keeps creeping up the date of summer. It's like, oh, so summer starts on May 5th this year.
Oh, no. Summer's been starting in the beginning of May for a while. They're starting to creep it into April, and now they're trying to spread it off to September as well.
That is
even some in March, which is like,
no,
it's really
no,
actually
no.
The March release thing started after The Matrix made a huge splash in March because they were trying to see whether it's an experiment to make a lot of money during the spring break time. I don't think it was the whole spring break thing that really brought in the money, but still, like, people are trying to experiment with different times to release their films. Okay, going back to summer movie season. Well, summer movie season has always been, like, a big deal to me. Even though the releases I'm not really that excited about sometimes, I eventually start being like, yeah, I guess I'll see it. Like, Terminator, Salvation. Even now I'm feeling like Night at the Museum 2 has no families in it. It is single guys in museums. Yeah? Yeah. Yeah, it's hard for me to avoid going to the movies every weekend during the summer. So
this weekend year one, or is that next weekend?
This upcoming weekend is year one, and the next one is Transformers 2.
Mm-hmm. Now with hotter CGI making that. Fox.
Right. Number seven.
There's a period for at least a decade or so where I just didn't watch summer movies and theaters. And I may watch like one or two, but I would skip out on most of them.
That's true for me too, though. I mean, it's like if you're working and you don't have much of a summer vacation, like there's better things to do than watch a movie unless all of your friends are going. So usually I would pass on them too.
And also summer, just a movie prices in general has gone up much.
Actually, when I think more about summer movie season is all about being disappointed.
It's all about, I thought it was all about who can build a better explosion.
Explosions, just, I don't know, for some reason for me, watching a movie, explosions are not that exciting.
But it defined the 90s summer movie season, you know?
Yeah.
I thought it was 80s
as well.
80s as well.
Oh man, James Bond.
The Rambo, James Bond, Arnold Schwarzenegger reign over the box
office.
Yeah, James
Bond didn't used to be that way, but it turned out that way.
James Bond is a Thanksgiving series.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving, not a summer movie.
But just summer movies, the summer type movie. Like, James Bond slowly became more of a summer type movie.
You have to blame a lot of things on Spider-Man.
Blame it on Spider-Man. Hate you, Spider-Man.
You have to blame a lot of current things on Spider-Man. Spider-Man was actually that first release where, 40 million on Friday alone? I didn't know there were enough theaters to make that much money.
What about that whole Wednesday release thing? What started that?
Wednesday releases started when they started pushing things towards Thursday, and then they started pushing them towards Wednesday, and now we're getting Tuesday midnight shows.
They've had Wednesday starting movies for a long time. The Thursday ones are new.
Yeah, you're right.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
All right.
Sounds right. He's older than me. He knows what he's talking about.
I can't really subtract nerd points for that either.
You can't subtract nerd points from this topic. It's very difficult.
I know.
I could have been like, except James Bond is released in Thanksgiving. But then I'm like, man, is there such a thing as being a James Bond nerd?
Yes.
Yes.
What the heck? Like was that you trying to start a rave, Lita?
It's the Seal mating call.
You do have enough people to do that song. It's down.
Boba Fett, where?
Actually, like when I looked up Star Wars, I did notice that they were all summer movies.
Yep.
Well, they're always Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
It's the same reason why like James Bond is always Thanksgiving. That's just their trend.
Okay.
You want to move on towards the lists? Your three favorite summer moments? Actually, no. There's a total topic that we totally forgot that we should have been talking about for a while. I don't know why we didn't.
What's this?
Sandwiches.
Oh, yeah, I love sandwiches.
Especially in the summer. No, I'm talking about...
Conventions. Yeah. All right. Which were a big thing of our summers in college, especially. In college.
They're still a big thing of our summers.
That's very true.
Oh, yeah.
We're all going to AX.
No.
Oh, yeah, I'm not.
No, oh, you're not?
I go to Comic-Con.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to Otakon this year.
So you...
I'm going to AX and Comic-Con.
All right.
I haven't gone to no convention.
Oh, so you are going to AX.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm going to AX.
I got to get a bunch of you guys the pins to hand out.
Yeah, we're going to be handing out.
We'll be there.
We will announce a place where you can probably easily find them. I'm guessing the press desk?
Yeah.
Look for guys with the name tag Spartacus.
Dang, you stole my summer story.
We never told that story before.
No,
right?
You have. I think.
We have told that story. On this podcast.
We've reached that point. There's a cycle until we start repeating stories. My target stories might have actually shown up in an earlier episode. I just don't remember.
No, the only target story of yours that showed up was peeing in the Target parking lot.
Yes, but I was not an employee during that time.
And the whatever they were, the toys.
Oh, yeah, the Mighty Mugs.
The Mighty Mugs.
Oh, my God.
I don't need toilet paper. Mighty Mugs!
Now I'm just hoping very much that you've washed those Mighty Mugs after you use them.
Oh, I keep my Mighty Mugs pristine. I will use other things before that. like my Terminator 3 DVD. No, I'm kidding. I don't own that on DVD. So, you know, I don't own it.
Yeah, he does. What's that over there?
It's the fire truck.
Who turned down the tractor beam? Anyways, summer con season. And, like, we've been to a whole bunch of cons. And, man, we're going to a lot again this year, right? You guys are covering AX. Like, some of us are going to Comic-Con. I'm going to Otakon. What else is there?
I used
that's
to go
the summer.
Yeah, I used to go to all
Fanime, ASEN, Otakon.
Fanime barely counts, though.
Fanime and ASEN are more spring.
Yeah.
More towards
They're
spring.
Late spring, though.
Fanime has been creeping upwards. Like, it's now Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Wait. Wasn't Fanime in March one year?
A long time ago.
It used to be in March. I think it used to be in February.
There was
as well.
One in June, though, right?
I think that was when they couldn't get the venue or something like that.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. It's hopped around a bit, but they try to keep it consistent.
But yeah, so the thing is that, you know, I mean, the whole thing is that AX was started by Cal Animage people, and so we naturally got sucked into it by going, hey, we need staff. Let's go back to Cal Animage. They're dumb, and we'll do anything for free hotel rooms and tickets.
Yes, it's a proud tradition.
It is a proud tradition. Haven't you done the same, Albert?
I sure have.
Yeah.
Yeah, and still to this day, I mean, there's still a few Cal Animage people. I believe, what's her name, the head of guest relations. Is she still...
It wasn't Trudy, was it? No.
No. It's... I don't think...
I think Trudy is a part of SPGA.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right.
I think she might be the head. I think that's
I think
what
she
Jay
is,
told
yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
She's the head of SPGA?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I heard. She used
I don't
to be
think
a
that's
president.
True anymore.
She has an old president.
I don't know if that's currently true.
Well, it was true as of last year, so...
Oh, okay.
Andy is still does karaoke.
I thought Andy was retired.
He only really? Does AOD now.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that, the karaoke thing, they
runs,
only do
AOD. It runs basically on its own now, so it has its own little staff. But we both staffed that for a while.
Yeah, that was actually how I got my start for Anime Expo is, you know, hey, you know, everyone's going to go staff AX. Oh, okay, well, can I join too? Yeah, we'll figure something out, and then it's karaoke. Like, okay, go join karaoke. That's like an easy way to get into it. So I did, and I eventually got sucked into
it. I've had various failed attempts at joining AX staff.
I'm sure Mike would welcome you with open arms for this year's press staff because I think we're understaffed, aren't we?
Are
we?
Wait, Mike is running press.
Yeah,
Mike is all press head.
Wow, I had no idea.
He was press head last year too, but it was co manager with Luke.
Yeah, except Luke is now busy.
Luke's gonna be a baby daddy soon.
Yep. So that's why Luke's not gonna be there. Well, let's see. So there's me, there's Mike, there's you,
me.
Dom, and then
there's John and
John, and then there's Andrew, who's the new guy, relatively speaking. He's current CAA treasurer.
But anyway, so
wow, the tradition continues.
Seriously, yeah?
we keep dipping back into the pool.
And
it's
also,
a good pool.
A bunch of the people in the guest relations for AX are a part of Kalamanch. Or used to be a long time ago, like Taka.
Yeah.
And I'm
wait, really? Taka's ex-CAA?
Pretty sure he was.
I'm pretty
he at least
sure.
hang out in those same circles.
Oh, wow. Okay. It's good to know.
Anyway, so yeah.
Tachigawa is original.
Yeah. Right. And yeah, so AX has some pretty funny stories around it, especially when you're on the staff side and can hear all of the crazy things that go on behind the scenes.
Oh, man.
A lot of them we're not allowed to talk about, but I remember my favorite story one year about just what happens when you let kids out of school for too long is they get dumber. Lita's right on this one. They get dumber because I remember we were walking around, and this was the Anaheim Convention Center near Disneyland, and Eric just starts laughing over the... over the radio system. We're like, what's going on? He's like, there were a bunch of kids dressed as ninjas for Naruto, and they got together in front of the building, and one of them climbed up a palm tree and stabbed it with a dagger.
Oh, I saw that. I
heard
dagger.
About that, yeah.
Yeah, and so he just laughed so hard, and he was just, you know, he was banging his fists on the box that we were lugging around. He's like, oh, people are so stupid, it's brilliant. Then there was the year that, these two guys hit each other with a bullwhip. That was a quick grounds for ejection.
Why did they have a whip with them?
That's a good question.
You know, it's not even the weirdest thing that you've seen people carry around.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to know why.
And the funny thing is that those guys were supposed to be press, and then they got kicked out so fast.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
That was only a few years ago.
That was only a few years ago. It wasn't that long ago. And then there was, although some of the most interesting years, out of all of them, the most interesting year for me was to hear stories about was the year they were in the Disney hotel areas.
Oh, the big fiasco with the porn thing.
Not just the big fiasco with the porn thing, but the fact that there were all these cosplayers who couldn't go to Disneyland.
Yeah, because they dressed up as like Disney characters.
They didn't just dress up like Disney characters. As long as you dress up as a character, you can't enter Disneyland except on Halloween, right?
For the Halloween celebration special event thing.
Thanks, Kevin.
No problem.
Strangely, though, my fear level didn't rise at all during that.
You need a wristband.
Thanks, Kevin. Fear level rising.
Okay, Albert's fear is going up.
I'm still wearing mine.
Okay. Definitely fear level rising.
But it's not on your wrist.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't have many horror stories about AX, but I do about Fandomie because I staffed that for a number of years. Yeah, like, I worked in guest relations, and, you know, like, there's various guests who would hit on, you know, underage girls and stuff like that, so we'd have to not ask them back. I can't say who, I can't even remember who, anyways, but, you know, like, there's various odd stories like that, and potential guests that were decided on, you know, not, that it was the heads decided on not as inviting, stuff like that. And there's always bad stories about like, hey, that kid's pupils look really strange.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of dilated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. There are
and
so many.
That's becoming more and more common.
It's becoming more and more common.
So common.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just kids running wild because their parents don't realize what's really going on at these conventions.
Yes,
I mean, I remember when a bunch of these conventions, the thing is that conventions these days are getting younger and younger. Comic-Con especially is getting younger.
Stay out, you kids.
Well, no, it's just that...
Here, let me hand you your cane, Kevin.
All of these things are getting younger as we get older, but like they're getting a little more out of control because it used to be, you know, it was just a bunch of college kids. They would go and get drunk. And it would, you know, it would be a bunch of college kids getting rowdy and drunk, and then it would sort of end there. And then the kids became high school kids getting drunk, or the college kids discovered drugs, and then it just sort of trickled down from there. And then they started having raves at these things, basically, you know, the night dances, and it's like, oh, well then.
It's also a change of the audience, yep. I think. It's just the mainstream. The mainstreaminess, if that's even a word, of the fandom of anime has changed so much. Like before, nerdy comic book or anime or comic book geeks who are generally very polite. And so you know there weren't really parties. There, like I remember like Carl Horn. I think he still has a party every year in his room.
Yeah,
and it's a very quiet thing of just like them like having a drink and talking with the guests.
Oh no, they get a lot of drinks, but it still doesn't get that rowdy.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, then you have remember the Resident Evil panel that we went to one year where Mila Jovovich was just so obviously drunk. He's like, I don't know, you're so pretty. Come up closer. Oh, you're so pretty.
Oh, when Peter Fonda brought his water bottle, he said, there's not water in here.
One of the great audio commentaries, I think it's the first Resident Evil, maybe the second one, of Mila Jovovich and the guy.
Whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Keep going.
He was also in The Mummy. But yeah, it's just them just like being very drunk sounding throughout the entire commentary. Just laughing and stuff. It's really random.
But yeah, I mean, even these days, celebrities are coming to these conventions to get drunk. What effect does that have on on these things?
Well, there is that rumor that Miyazaki's coming to Comic-Con this year, too.
To get drunk?
Ponyo. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Kevin, when's Comic-Con?
July 23rd through 26th, I believe.
He's not going to be there.
Yeah, he's going to be in Berkeley.
No. He's in Berkeley for the Saturday night, but Comic-Con is Thursday, Friday, and Sunday.
Oh, and so he's gonna.
Disney has said that their panel is on Ponyo,
which is sad because Ponyo is such a bad movie.
Yeah, I know.
I went to see it last summer, and I didn't like it at all. I brought a beer in, and I still didn't understand what was going on. I mostly did it because I wanted to bring a beer into a movie theater.
And so the rumor is that he will be here on the Friday, and then he'll go to Berkeley on Saturday.
Okay. And I'm sure we'll go into Comic-Con a lot more since we're going to have a whole podcast.
Yeah,
we're having
a show there.
We're having several shows there, hopefully.
We might have some interviews. Too?
Well, we're probably doing one at AX.
Okay.
Yeah, we have interviews we have to take care of.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
So that'll be our summer vacation. Oh, boy. Let's do more podcasts. How I spent my summer vacation. I found people who are bigger nerds than me and sat them down in front of a table and had them talk.
Sounds like a good time to me.
Yay!
The end.
You're so explicit there.
I know, right?
Wait. They lived happily ever after.
Right. I mean, do you remember having to write those when you got back to school when you were a kid? How I spent my summer vacation?
No.
You didn't have to write that essay?
I totally did.
You just had to say it.
Oh, I had to write it, and it was always boring for me because, like I said, it's like, I visited family, we went camping, I read a lot.
Yeah, mine was like, I went to class.
Yeah, I went to summer school.
I went to summer school at the end. I hate you all.
All right.
Nowadays, that last line wouldn't fly in school.
Oh, it didn't fly back then either.
Do you guys have your things ready up? The three things that you really enjoyed about summer vacation?
We can make it up as we go along.
All right, Nom. Why don't you start? Number three?
My number three for my best moments of summer vacation is baseball. One, because when I was a kid, we would go out to Candlestick Park, and it would be the coldest place in July that I've ever experienced. And it was so nice to be able to get out there and watch baseball and fall asleep and wake up cold. But yeah, it was much better than having to sit around going, it's so hot. Turn on the AC. We can't. Let's just go to a baseball game. It'll be cold out there.
My number three, I guess, would be swimming. A lot of the places I grew up in, we moved a lot for some reason, but a few of them, we had swimming pools. Yeah, I love swimming, especially like in a town called Bakersfield. It really bakes in the summer. And so having a swimming pool is really nice.
My number three thing, I would say, would be airsoft. Back in college, a couple of friends and I got into airsoft, and we used to play, you know, in some of the less inhabited areas near where we lived. And that was some good times until everyone sort of got lives and couldn't afford to run around carrying fake guns.
Alita, what about your number three?
Why are you always last?
Okay.
It's tradition.
My number three is pretty basic. It's what we were talking about before, which is going to cons. And sometimes for me, these cons are like the only time I see a lot of my other friends in like other areas. Like when I go to Otakon, I meet a lot of my East Coast friends. And then it used to be before Comic-Con was the big event when a lot of us would get together. And actually, like, you know, most of it was, we go to the panels, but at night we just go have dinner and just talk the entire time, which is what this is like now.
So what'll it be like when we go to like a pub after hours?
I don't know.
And we'll just sit around and go,
the same. We just don't have to stay to a topic.
I know. And we'll just look around and go, wow, this is exactly the same as the podcast.
There is a story that a friend of at least me and I guess Albert as well, she was saying how she never got to see like a lot of her friends from college. So she's like, hey, we should get together. You're like, AX coming up. It's like, that's 6 months away.
So, yeah, my summer thing is I learned how to ride a bike. It was pretty exciting.
Wow.
Dude, I learned by myself. No one taught me.
2 days ago?
This was like this summer?
No. Oh, wait, what?
What?
Was it this summer?
Any summer.
Any summer.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen her ride a bike before.
Okay, just checking.
So, actually, my number two is unrelated to bicycles at all. Totally forgotten it, though.
When you learned how to ride a tricycle?
No.
You know, I actually saw that video was last week. Of the bicycle song.
Isn't that such a funny video?
It's a funny video, Mike, but I'm like, there's a bunch of nude ladies riding on bicycles.
That was the album
Wait,
cover, too.
For the Queen?
Yes.
Bicycle.
Song? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Actually, for their stage show, they used to have nude ladies on bicycles riding around, too.
I'm like, is this a real music video or did someone like make this back in the 70s?
I think it's a real race, too.
It's what?
Anyway, I have completely forgotten what my number two was going to be in the wake of, let's see. Hold on. Skip me for a while.
My number two is sleeping in. I like sleeping in. I do it far too often nowadays. But, you know, waking up, especially like during high school, I had to wake up at like 6 a.m. because classes start at 7. But yeah, I like sleeping in. I'm not a morning person. So not a morning person.
Yeah, that's usually a problem for me and Lita because I'm a morning person. She's totally not a morning person either. So yeah,
that happens a lot for me too. I'm also a morning person.
Oh, I'm totally not a morning person.
I know. I've had to wake you up sometimes.
No. It's Counter-Strike time! Click, 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 click.
Yeah, actually, I've remembered what my number two was, and that was the summer where I taught myself Japanese through video games. Back in the old Sakura Taisen days, where it's like, hey, look! A game where the text goes at the same time as the words. Now I can figure out what those things do! And I spent 3 months teaching myself the alphabet through that game. What?
That's pretty rough.
What do you mean that's pretty rough?
I guess
it was better than lying around going, I'm bored.
That's true.
Me too.
Actually, that was my sister. We said that to each other a lot. I'm bored. Me too.
No one showed up at your door?
No. Yeah. No one ever showed up at our door.
Let's see. My number two, hiking. Summer is a great time for hiking. It's not, you know, freezing cold and the days are really long so you can get a really long hike in.
And it's not muddy and dangerous.
It's not muddy and dangerous. I actually don't hike as much as I used to, but I really, really like it still. And I try to go at least once every couple of weeks.
My number two is the sole thing that Lita says, well, man, Kevin, I can't believe you do this. So summer is summer movie season, so you go and see the summer movies. But you also go to the library and borrow a bunch of movies and watch them. Until the point that when you go to the library, you're like, I've seen almost everything on this shelf. I love doing that.
I'm actually a fan of that, too.
One of my big things is we had this big coffee table, and I'd get like a big like 1,000 or 1,500-piece puzzle, and I would just make the puzzle while watching these movies. And this is usually why I was able to watch the Star Wars trilogy every day. It's because I would just do these puzzles along with it, including Star Wars puzzles.
Ooh.
Wow.
So it was mostly the sound, and you weren't actually watching that much?
Well, it's between both. Puzzles plus movies. I haven't done that in so long, too. I really want to.
You know, it's weird that I don't feel like it's hard for me to sit down and watch something I haven't seen. Like, it's a lot easier for me to just pop something in I know I like.
Which is why Star Wars works so well for me. But yeah, I understand totally. Like, when I'm gonna like clean the house or something, I have to like dust off the shelves and everything. I usually put in a movie I've already seen.
Yeah. And it's there's a lot of movies I want to see, and I just like you know, I have to devote 2 hours to actually sitting down and watching this because it actually deserves to be seen that way, and I just don't want to you know, allot the time for it right now.
Yeah, that's why I can watch The Princess Bride and do almost anything else while reciting The Princess Bride. It's like
you can do anything else,
almost anything else. Why are you nodding at me like that?
I do this a lot with television series. Like for a while, I would just like, you know, put on DVDs for Chuck and just let it play.
Really? I have a hard time doing it for television series except for like sitcoms.
Chuck basically is a sitcom, though.
It's close.
Yeah, it's half sitcom, really. But like the only things like Seinfeld or the Simpsons was able to do that for me. Otherwise, I feel like, yeah, I just don't feel it. I love doing chores while watching something. Everything should be while watching something. Doing work, driving.
Wait. Stop there.
Yeah, since like it's been a while since I've had a TV within view of the kitchen. Like since I moved into the new apartment and we finally got a new TV, I've now like whenever I'm cooking or whatever, I just watch Food Network. I just leave it on, either that or a Sci-Fi channel. Because at least there's generally something on, like, I think Sci-Fi channel when I'm watching it. It's either Enterprise or Stargate SG-1 or something like that. So it's just something to leave on in the background. I've already seen it, so I don't have to pay attention to it. I don't feel like I'm missing anything.
My number two was when I got to go to Korea and realize how big StarCraft was. It was kind of scary, actually. But I was, like, amazed. And
what year was this?
This was in high school.
Every year.
Well, like, so we were going for my uncle's wedding. It was supposed to be a happy time. I haven't been in Korea for a while. And, like, and my brother was supposed to stay there for an extended period of time because he didn't speak Korean very well. Not at all. Not as good as me and my sister. So my mom forced him to stay there for 3 months. And then, like, well, apparently he came back. Apparently he found the StarCraft channel and he would watch that all day and then go to the PC room and then play those plays or whatever. And then we asked him when he came back, like, what he did all the summer. He's like, all I did is play StarCraft. He didn't learn any Korean. He didn't learn any Korean. My mom was like really upset about this.
He learned a lot about StarCraft, which is a language in its own.
Actually, yes, it is. That's a little frightening, actually. Anyway.
Yeah, we're kung fu fighting.
No, one thing I actually do like all of the conventions in summer. That's my number one. Because it is that old summer vacation feel for us. You know, it's 3 to 4 days of us going around, being morons, being like fanboys, and going, oh, look, Gerard Butler. You know, oh, look, Frank Miller. Let's shout and throw things at him.
But that's like me all the time. Wait.
No, not really.
No.
You need to have the con experience to just really drive that point home.
When you have the con experience and you come back from it and you go like, wow, that's not me at all anymore. I've gotten old and cranky.
Yeah, that's not one of my favorite things from summer.
No. Well, I like the part where you're actually at the convention and you feel young again because you're surrounded by all these, you're surrounded by like these younger Star Wars fans, you know, all those kids who go, wow, stormtroopers. You know, you see all those kids, you're like, wow. And then they say these things that you don't remember anymore. It's like, oh, right, they're from a different generation.
They're like, wizard.
Yeah, it's like, wow, Naruto.
Oh, Annie.
Oh, Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Twilight.
Let's not mention that anymore.
Kevin, cut this out.
It's already going to be really scary because they're having another panel this year.
Are they?
Yes,
oh, no.
They're the scariest people in the world.
Oh, my God.
They don't just say Twilight. They're called Twihards.
Did you watch the MTV Movie Awards this year?
Yes, because Twilight won everything. Almost,
yes.
Almost
oh my god.
Because it's voted in.
Oh, I see.
And you know who watches MTV.
Yeah.
Or the crowd that watches MTV.
Yeah.
Did I tell you, I went to a theater and like I was walking in and this whole group of girls stopped. And I was like, God. And I had to go around them, right? And the whole reason why was they looked to the left and they saw the poster for New Moon and then they started taking pictures with it.
What?
That reminds me of that
attraction.
That reminds me of that one summer I went to Japan and those there were these Japanese girls. Do you remember that video game Bujin guy?
Oh man, I remember the
story. Gakt is the main character. Do you even remember who Gakt is?
Yeah, I love Gakt. Yeah, he's the best.
Oh, okay. I was
oh
like,
my god.
I didn't hear the Gakt thing. I heard Bujin guy. I was like. What is?
Yeah, no, it was the only draw of that game was that the main character was Gakt. And this was, you know, at the huge height of his popularity with the adolescent girl crowd. And I was at a video game store, and there were these girls going, oh, 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 it's a picture of Gakt. And they took pictures with it and kissed it. I was like,
ew.
I'm going to go home now.
Yay, Japanese fanaticism is coming to America.
There's a lot of great...
Twihards.
if there's a lot of great clips of Gakt that I've seen. I you could probably find a lot of them on YouTube.
I remember you showing us
the one where he is talking to Aikago.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
Date,
yeah.
Quote unquote date.
Yeah. Or the one where he has the most boring interview in the world and he talks about how he likes to go into the back of the supermarket and demand pork.
Yeah, that's actually the one I was thinking about was where he's talking about this recipe he has for braised pork. Braised pork belly, actually. And it takes him 4 days to make it. And it's him like talking about it. And it's really weird.
It's boring. It is an incredibly boring interview. But anyway.
All right. So my number one summer thing is those awesome Chinese desserts that you pretty much can only have in the summer because they're all cold. So things like, you know, shaved ice, which is just a really bad idea in winter.
Are you kidding me? I like shaved ice better in winter.
Shaved ice is an all-time food.
Yeah, yes. Anyway.
Morning, night, frozen, cold.
What, wait, non-frozen?
Frozen, boiling.
Anyway, so...
on Mars.
For me, it was like shaved ice. shaved ice, grass jelly, like various types of jellies. Let's see what other things we had.
But I have those all the time.
You suck, dude. Anyways... but that was the thing that I remembered most about the summer, because, you know, clearly winter you have different desserts and you don't eat the super cold stuff, but I really liked the cold stuff, and so summer was awesome for that.
Like warm apple pie.
Well, no.
Oh, I got a craving now. Warm apple pie.
So who's number one are we on now?
Lita's, I think.
No, no,
I think
no.
I did mine.
We've done Albert's. We have not done Sung's.
All right. My number one is the early years. The early experiences I had with conventions, like maybe 10 to 7 years ago.
Those were fun.
Yeah, like back when I was really into anime and like, I guess fanime wasn't technically summer, but staffing with them and like... talking with like the guests and like a lot of them, like you think like they're actually really, really famous people, like Sadamoto.
Oh, the Evangelion artist.
Yeah, Evangelion. Okay. Yeah. Like it was him and a bunch of the other Gainax people. They went to Denny's. One of them was talking about how much they love potatoes.
I love potatoes too.
And he was eating French fries and he's talking about how good it was. And like, we're in a Denny's. And he's eating a plate of French fries and talking about how good that is.
I like those moments.
Asen has a lot of those moments if you listen to their staffers, where I think it was the entire Sakura Taisen crew. They were like, "Ooh, I want it's my turn to mow the lawn. It's my turn to mow the lawn," because it was such a novel experience to them to have a lawn that you have to mow.
Oh, one of the great stories was this was in the green room. It was Yamaga. And the character designer for Princess Maker, not the anime, but the
original games or the new games?
The original games.
Okay.
I think it was original games.
The new games are done by the Princess Maker, Princess guy. Anyway.
Yeah, he also did a few other things. But it was him and him, it was those two on the table, basically playing that game of like, you know, draw this character, and they had to draw it from memory. They're trying to like, one was like trying to draw a Gundam, the other one they're like Astro Boy, I think, was one, and stuff like that. And it was just like watching these two people who are great artists themselves try to remember how to draw a Gundam. It was like the weirdest, like wait, how does this look?
was this the same year as the Pringles Man?
What
was this the same year that he just started randomly drawing the Pringles Man, or is that Mike's story? Oh, I think it's Mike's story.
Story. Yeah, this is a few years after that.
Oh, okay.
No, that was a few years after what I was
I don't have any
about.
Good green room stories. I only staffed it for like 2 years, but I liked it when I played card games with Yamaga. That was really fun.
Yamaga's a fun guy.
Yeah, he's really fun. I remember him and another guy next person. We were playing Rummy.
I remember him sniffing me, actually.
Yeah. Ew.
The first year I ever went to Fanime, I staffed because Eileen recruited me, was it was great because like it ended up being me, and I'm going to name people that you listeners don't know, but some of us at this table know. It was me, Eileen, Monica. We were just talking with Steve Bennett, and I think Kevin Bennett was there as well. And you're just like talking, and like I think like we realized, wait, it's like the next morning.
I've had a few of those, especially at ASEN. Alcohol was involved. I didn't fall asleep for some reason. You don't believe me, do you?
No.
Not really.
I hate you guys.
My eyes are shifting.
All right, what's your number one, Kevin, then?
Well, my number one, I hope, is also Lita's number one. Right?
Right.
Right.
Right. I don't know what it is yet.
Disney World in January.
It's not Disney World in January.
I don't know what it is.
Really? You don't know what it is? Okay,
I know what it is.
I know what it is, too. But...
So, I think this first time... Okay, should we even tell the listeners the story? No, okay.
What? No, 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 take it.
My number one moment is I bought grape soda.
Yeah.
Yeah, grape soda.
Okay.
I love grape soda.
I
delicious.
Just graduated from college. I've been in Japan for a month with my good buddy John, who for some reason has never been on the show, and I really feel like he should be one time. So I've been gone for about a month, and I hadn't seen any of you guys for a month. I came back, and like when I came back, it was exactly AX weekend.
Yeah, I remember.
So this is the very first time I met Lita. And the first time I met Lita was she was hanging on the arms of my current roommate when I saw him.
He wouldn't give me the keys.
Yeah,
oh
yeah.
God.
So I was like, whoa, what happened? In 1 month, I came back and, you know, my good buddy is like, wow, he's got a girlfriend now. I was kind of surprised. And then I was like, you know, okay, whatever. I didn't see her after, and I think another couple of days. And then eventually I saw her hang out with Sung a lot. So I was like, oh, is she Sung's girlfriend? Or maybe she's like Sung's cousin or something? Because they're both Korean. So. Oh,
obviously.
So related.
All related.
After, these are
aren't you my cousin, Kevin?
Practically.
Yeah, no, Kevin and I, we're totally related somehow.
All right, Chulu, right?
Right, totally. Same thing. Different spellings all.
From that same one asexual Chinese man. So I eventually find out, oh, her name's Lita, and then like we go to like Disneyland on July 4th, and then yeah, and then and we've been together since that day. So yeah, it's gonna be 4 years when July 4th comes up, and it's been pretty fast. And now all you listeners know how Lita and I know each
Actually,
other.
Actually, I talked to Kevin because I thought he was Albert.
Oh, Phil.
Oh, another thing. Like, yeah, she thought I was Albert, which is funny because 3 years earlier, and I looked much different back then. One time I was at Phantom Man, I was trying to meet up with everyone else, and then I saw Sung, he was looking up at the escalator, and I think it was you, right? You called me Albert. Oh, no, no. Albert called me Sung.
I called you Sung?
One
what?
Of you did it.
I think that's. I think I remember that. I think it was Albert. Maybe it was G. Anyways.
Somebody called me one of you.
Yeah. I just remember when I first met Kevin, you were rooming with a guy named Brian.
Oh, yeah.
And we constantly got you two mixed up. It's also because, like, I used to know a Brian who looked like you,
me,
Kevin.
Yeah.
And I knew a Kevin who looked like Brian.
Oh, that's confusing.
So it was, Lita, I actually met through Fanime.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was working, I think, video.
Yeah,
for
I
years.
Was working with video, and then
and then you changed to GR,
yeah.
Which is where I met you.
Right. But yeah, no, it was funny because like I was talking to Kevin for a long time thinking you were Albert, and then at one point you were like, wait, you're not Albert?
Oh, what the hell?
I didn't tell him that. I was just like, blah, blah, oh my god.
Yeah,
I know
you didn't tell me until like 2 years later.
That's messed up.
I'm sorry.
And 2 years later, she was like, oh, you're not Albert?
Wait, you're not Albert?
No.
My life is crashing down on me now.
I'm Spartacus.
Because if I didn't, like, I wouldn't have said anything to you if I didn't. If I didn't think of you.
Thanks, Albert.
You owe me one, Kevin.
Adopting your reputation has helped me.
So wait. If I go around saying to people that I'm Albert, then good things will happen? Is this what happens?
No, you'll still be dumb.
Oh, damn it.
There's an exception for you, Dom. It just doesn't work.
It's because I'm not allowed to spawn, isn't it?
Yeah, you're not allowed to spawn. It's verboten.
One day the disease will die. Then you can spawn.
The disease?
You're not, no, no.
Are you going
no,
to start no, no. claiming you, that I have
you,
a...
No, you know why we keep mentioning the taint needle? It's the only way to cure your problem.
Are you guys trying to spread on the internet that I have an STD or something?
No,
it's
just,
not an STD.
You're not allowed to spawn until you use the taint needle.
No! What
it's
is wrong with you
hope.
Guys?
Only hope.
What is wrong with you people?
You're the best, Dom.
Do you hear the sound? That's the taint needle powering up.
You keep that thing away from me.
It's an electrical taint needle.
powered by force fields.
Could you
or tractor beams? I mean,
can only be administered by a guy named Nien Num.
What is wrong with you people?
All right, so that pretty much wraps up this episode.
Yep, that's right. It wraps it up.
If you want to send us an email, you can always email us at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. Go ahead and send us any stories that you have from memorable summers. Maybe your car broke down, and then you were stuck in a city, and then, not city, a little town, and then they had to hunt you down, and then you stayed inside the ice chest, and that's how you survived for 3 nights. You know, those kind of stories.
Okay, anyways, I thought that was Doc Hollywood, and then it stopped being Doc Hollywood. What?
At the ice chest part, right? Or you can always find all of our previous episodes on www.s-words-podcast.com, and you can also find the schedule for all this stuff. Where else can you find us, Dom?
You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter.com/s_words.
Wow, you're totally pimping the Facebook now. Wow, Facebook before Twitter. What happened there?
Facebook called me and she's like, why haven't you been around? So I figure, you know, before the restraining order, I might as well try diplomacy.
But Twitter is so much faster.
Okay, I thought we were keeping Dom away from the easy way.
You don't have to provide as much to Twitter as you have to for Facebook.
It's not as needy.
But Facebook has pictures.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Facebook does tricks that
sometimes you don't
Twitter
need
doesn't.
Pictures.
Facebook does the butterfly.
Whoa.
It's like, what? What does that even mean? Butterfly twist.
Anyway, any shout-outs?
Yeah, so this pretty much wraps up this episode. Do you guys have any shout-outs or quotes that you want to sound off with?
My main shout-out is for us. Remember that we will be at conventions this year, Anime Expo, Otakon, San Diego Comic Con, and if you see us wearing our S-Words podcast pins, you can usually ask us for them, and we might have a few left.
We'll also probably usually tell you where we're going to be at certain times, maybe, so we can just hand them out to you guys.
Here's a hint. I'm sure we'll all be in the Iron Man 2 viewing. Well, actually, the panel for it.
Yeah, if we can get in.
In that gigantic room. Oh, yeah. Just look for these tiny one-inch diameter pins.
Of course.
We'll also be in the Twilight panel. No, I'm just kidding.
look for Kevin. He sparkles in the light.
That's the other tip. We will not be in the Twilight panel. Oh, crap. I'll probably have to be in it to wait for something after it, huh?
Oh, God. That sucks.
That's why we bring PSPs and DSs.
But the screaming won't stop.
Earplugs or headphones or both.
Yes, I remember playing with my phone a lot.
Yeah, I remember you playing with your phone a lot because I would usually look over because my DS would be out of battery. I'd be like, hey, son, what are you playing now?
Wow.
Exciting times at San Diego Comic Con.
Any others? Come on, guys.
You guys should all go see Up. It's a really good movie.
I've seen it once. I'll probably see it again. I think Dom is working on his like third showing or fourth. All right.
I've seen it once and trying to work up a second. Like Amy, I was supposed to see it with Amy, and then she canceled.
Aww.
I'll give my shout out to my brother, M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong. Last Airbender is going to rule, man.
Because they finally cast an Asian kid, right?
I don't really care. I'm just making fun of it. It's going to be terrible.
Hey, speaking of terrible, I'm going to give a shout out to, what is it, Steven Summer? Was it?
Oh, yes. He's been rumored to be kicked off the G.I. Joe movie. because the first test screening was so bad.
Because he didn't just make a bad nostalgia movie. He just made a bad movie.
With very little nostalgia elements.
Oh, no.
Such as the super suits. Yeah, I remember. Remember the super suits?
Yeah.
Totally.
I haven't heard about this. Wait, what?
Yeah, Steven Summers has been kicked. Well, the rumor is he's been kicked off the editing room for G.I. Joe. Basically, he's not supposed to touch the movie at all anymore. And he's the director.
Wow.
Sucks to be him.
He's probably the same guy that said, let's put a bowling ball in the Back to the Future video game.
All right. And good night, everybody. 12 minutes. Remember that next week is, Kevin, what's next week's topic?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going back to Seattle.
Oh, wait, it's Shigeru Miyamoto.
Oh, we're doing Shiggy.
We're talking about Nintendo.
Nintendo.
Oh, that's a good one.
You want to do Shigeru Miyamoto?
Because I don't know.
We can swap them. We'll do.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Hello and welcome to the S Words podcast. I'm your host, Dominic Nguyen. Along with me today are
Stan Lee. What do we do? What?
Fine. Let's. No, you do your. Okay.